this year.
But what's the reason for happiness? Because you found one Christian? What?
No. An issue in my life has been resolved, I hope. Okay, several of us last week at the end of the class were left in a somewhat awestruck state by the brief sentences when you spoke about the name. And I just wondered if you could elaborate any more on that. Is it a double meaning, so it's the flute and it means non-existence or nothingness? Does it have both meanings, the word in Persian?
Is it what I said?
Well, I'm just trying to understand more of what you said. You spoke about the nay and you spoke about nothingness.
That's...
Or no place.
It's more than that.
Okay.
It's one word with so many meanings. The first meaning is reed. A piece of bamboo. That's the first meaning. Of course, you know, it's one of the oldest and most famous instruments in Persian culture. It has been around for many years. It's a simple piece of bamboo. Of course, bamboo has some knots, and those knots are not hollow. So they needed to make it hollow with a simple tool. A metallic rod heated with the fire and inserted in so it would burn the knots. And that pictorially has a lot of meanings. Rumi will use it as an example for somebody who should burn all the knots and complications inside, then become the instrument that could make that beautiful sound. The archaic meaning of ney is the pipe. And precisely the most famous pipe is this. The vocal channel is like a flute, like a ney. This is ney. That means so you could compare it or parallel it with the bamboo and with the pipe. Then ney means no.
Means no, like la in Arabic. It's
nay. Like la in Arabic. Not exactly, of course, because there could never be exact word from one, but yes. And it means non-existence. Non-existence is the deepest part of the meaning. It branches out from that emptiness inside this pipe, the cleansiness of inside, because they think of somebody who gets rid of whatever the knots are, and knot in Arabic is aql, means intelligence. Mm-hmm. All the intelligent complication with the intelligence to get rid of all that, become a pure existence, then you will be that emptiness that he will blow in it, and the melody comes out of you. You will be the instrument of that beautiful melody. See? Bring it to the teaching of Sufism, it will become a very special level for a dervish who has lost whatever reminiscence of earthly existence, and he became actually the instrument played by invisible hands. has a lot of those meanings all together, because all of them will branch out of one idea. What is the idea that all these meanings will branch out from? What is it? There should be a substance which could give you all these things.
Becoming a divine instrument.
Becoming divine instrument is part of it, but that is not the substance to give you all these meanings.
Breath?
Breath relatively will explain some goodness that will happen to this stuff later when it is played. Because if there is no player, a flute is not complete. There isn't stuff, but very interesting stuff. Maybe the most interesting stuff ever. Doesn't it help? The most interesting stuff, what is it? All the stuffs, they exist, right? There is one stuff, non-existence. Non-existence is a stuff, right? Uh-huh. Suppose non-existence exists or doesn't exist? Uh-huh. It exists. Philosophically, it's difficult to swallow, but non-existence exists. If you want, I will give you the references in Hegel philosophy, because he has a special chapter for this. Non-existence exists. And guess what? Eliminate it. It remains non-existence. You cannot ruin it. And more than that, later you learn that the best part of it, whatever exists, is identified with what? Go to the second story. What was the second story of this book? We are in the middle of the third one. You should remember the second one, always. Because that's how it works. From now on, when we want to come back, we come to the stories. Second story was the parrot. Right? Second story was talking about comparison. And said, oh, look at you, you compare with what? With the appearance of the things, right? Which is the limit of that stuff. Everything has a limit, right? Whatever exists has a limit and is identified with the limit. Non-existence has no limit. That's why you cannot identify. It's the largest one. Don't you know how big it is, non-existence? Honestly, haven't you ever thought about it? Because understanding that and arriving to that step is the ultimate level of these teachings. It's fabula fina. Fina means to not exist. Be eliminated in a way. That meaning comes from the meaning of non-existence. And non-existence is the most interesting stuff in the universe. Let's go back to these stories I told you. Right from the beginning, the reed to the instrument, we had to talk to make a hollow space, eliminate something, right? And saying no is disagreeing, eliminating the agreement with something. Then that familiarity with law, yes, that comes from non-existence, and it cannot be definitely. And a human being purified from all traces of existence. And there is that non-existence. It's too early to talk about this stuff, because that non-existence exists. And you experience it blindly, because when you want to get it, like you get everything, with your existence and intelligence, right? And in that period of non-existence, that intelligence doesn't exist. We talked about it, and we'll talk about it later. Remember that we are reviewing something that we talked about, right? It started from the problem of this intelligence and ended with what? Divorceability of it. Because we have that part of non-existence. And we'll talk about it in the future. So the substance is non-existence, and the meaning is so vast, and that's the first, yes.
Yes,
the first verse of this book. That part, last week I was in a special mood when I read that one. That's the part that I don't talk in my classroom normally about it. I refer it to graduation day, age that never happened.
No.
Let's go back to these stories. In the first story, we realized what intelligence is, what the wit is, and we realized that something could be done about it. This knowledge will do something about it, but you have to understand that it's there, and it's not yours, it is not you, and you don't need it.